The bracha of Shehakol is certainly a very important and beautiful bracha. Shehakol Nehiyah B'Dvaro, everything has been created by Hashem, by Hashem's word. And we know that, of course, that's the bracha any time that we drink anything other than wine, the bracha is Shehakol. But other times that we would drink without making a bracha at all. So the Mishnah says, Maseches Brachos, Andaf Mem Dal Mer Aleph, that I show samayim litzma'o mevarek shakol nebivaro, that a person who drinks water for his thirst, to quench his thirst, does make a bracha of shakol. So the Gemara says there, lafuke mai, as opposed to what? So the Gemara says if a person is drinking because he's choking on something, and he wants to get the food down, then he would not make a bracha. What about other cases? What if it's not for his thirst, and it's not for choking? What's the general rule? What's the principle? So Tosis and others explain as follows, that we're talking about a birchas hanenin. So the rule is, when a person gets hana, he makes a bracha. So for other types of drinks, anything flavored, a person gets hana from the taste. So then one would be obligated to make a bracha. When it comes to water, a person doesn't get hana from the taste, he gets hana from the fact that he's quenching his thirst. So therefore, if you're thirsty, then you would make a bracha. If not thirsty, you would not make a bracha. Even if a person was drinking the water in order to get down something he was choking on, but he was also thirsty, so then he's still getting hana. So of course he would make the bracha, and this is brought la'aloch in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Dalid in Siv Zayin and Siv Ches. So if a person drinks because he's thirsty, he makes the bracha. If he's drinking in order to get something down which is stuck in his throat, he would not make a bracha. The Bar Halacha writes, and as well, you could apply to other cases. A person wants to drink water because he wants to be mechayiv himself in a bracha. He's not sure if he's chayiv to make a shakol or burn a nefashos. So let me drink some water. So that's not called, that's not litzmo. Therefore, he would not actually make a bracha. He wouldn't be accomplishing anything in that case. A person drinks water in order to help him get down pills to swallow medicine. So that's more comparable to the case of when he's choking on something. You're not getting any hana from the water itself, unless you're also thirsty. If a person is also thirsty, then of course he would make a bracha. But nonetheless, you have to define a little bit better what's the definition of hana, and what about other cases that may not be quite so obvious. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah writes that as long as it feels good going down, as a person gets some enjoyment from the experience, even if he's not super thirsty, that's called litzmo. Okay, so that's off the bat. But what about in between cases? Let's say, for example, that it's before a tainis. It's right before a fast. So a person doesn't feel thirsty at all right now. But he's drinking. He's not drinking for some ancillary purpose that really has nothing to do with the water itself. He's drinking because he wants to be hydrated over the course of the fast. Or a person is on a tiyo, and he's outside. He's going to be involved in strenuous activities. So he wants to make sure that he remains hydrated. So you're drinking it for the water. You're not drinking it in order for some ancillary purpose. But at the same time, there's no hana from the taste. There's no hana from the fact that you're quenching your thirst, because you don't actually feel that sensation of thirst right now. So this is actually an interesting machlokas. Many svarim, the common halacha svarim, the Zos HaBracha and the like, and the Art Scroll Sefer, and Piskei Tshuvos, all quote from the Marsham in Das Torah, that he says, look, you're not getting hana from the taste. You're not getting hana because it's quenching thirst. So you don't make a bracha. This is similar to the case where someone's choking on something. And this is also, I saw, quoted in the name of Rav Yashiv as well. Rav Asher Weiss has two tshuvas where he relates to this point. In his, he doesn't explicitly discuss the case of the Tainus, but he discusses Tiulim in the second volume of his Sheilas Tshuvas. And he disagrees. He says, first of all, we have to understand better what does thirst mean. He says the difference between Samei and Sama. Samei means you are thirsty, that you feel that sensation of thirst. But Tsamo, Litzma'o, for his thirst, the word thirst can mean something beyond that. So, for example, Pasuk says, "Lamises banai ves miknai bat sama," to kill me and my children and animals with thirst. You don't die from the sensation of thirst; you die from lack of hydration. So he says, lack of hydration. That's what sama is. That's what thirst is. First of all, second of all, he says when the Gemara sets up that distinction between a person who drinks because he's thirsty, as opposed to a person who drinks because he's choking on something, what that basically means, are you drinking for the water, or you're drinking for some ancillary side benefit or removal of discomfort or pain in some way? So in this case, he says you're drinking for the benefit of the water. It's true, you don't taste anything. It's true that it doesn't It doesn't solve the sensation of thirst, but you're getting benefit from the water. That's why you're drinking it. You're drinking it for the hydration. He thinks that you'd make a bracha in these cases. He also does add, he writes that, he says, the din of shinui makom, however, let's say a person on a tiyul, does not apply in this case when a person the whole time is walking. So you wouldn't say that a person needs to make a separate bracha every single time he goes anywhere. He says, I drink right now and walk a few more minutes, I have to make a new bracha. He says you make one bracha at the beginning, presumably most of the time a person will experience some degree of thirst, and that, as long as he's drinking at somewhat regular intervals, of course, over the course of the way, he says that bracha would cover you the entire way. Have a great day. Please do stack the chairs.